Radio Prague News.
A court has handed down a life sentence to a woman who murdered her four children last year. A new study suggests that air pollution in the Czech Republic is harming couples' chances of conception. And the Czech hockey team beat Latvia 3-1 in their group stage match at the Ice Hockey World Championships on Thursday. A court has handed down a life sentence to a woman who murdered her four children in an East Bohemian village last year. The 37-year-old has testified that she remembers only fragments of her life, but not her children or her attack on them. Experts told the court she did not suffer from any mental illness and was only feigning a loss of memory. The ruling is only the third life sentence imposed on a woman since the fall of communism in 1989. A new study suggests that air pollution in the Czech Republic is harming couples' chances of conception. Experts from the Institute of Experimental Medicine studied the reproductive cells of police officers who spent most of their time on the city streets and found their fertility was considerably worsened in the winter months due to heating pollutants. The long-term study on reproductive health found that the air quality in the badly polluted North Bohemia has improved over the last 15 years, while other areas formerly considered clean have been damaged by people switching to solid fuels because of rising energy prices. A new governmental regulation from the Environment Ministry will allow communities introducing low-emission zones to ban high-emission vehicles. Such bans would require vehicles to have special certification, which would rule out most cars registered before 1997. According to the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, the spa town of Klimkovice has shown interest in enforcing a low-emission zone, while Prague has made a special work group to consider the idea. In sports news, veteran Czech hockey player Petr Nedvěd helped the national squad overcome Latvia in their group stage match at the Ice Hockey World Championship on Thursday, scoring a crucial go-ahead goal in the third period to solidify Czech chances of securing a quarterfinal berth. The Czech Republic beat Latvia 3-1 in what proved to be a tough match in which both sides were long even. With the win, the Czech Republic moved to the third spot in their group with 8 points, just behind Sweden and Russia, who have 12 apiece. Now turning briefly to the weather, the next few days we'll see a drop in temperatures to about 15 degrees Celsius, with heavy storms and hail in places. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, the international service, with me, Jan Wellinger. Coming up in today's program, a court has handed down a life sentence to a woman convicted of murdering her children, a case that shocked the country last year. After that, we'll have the latest in business news, and a little later in the program, we'll be talking to well-known Czech actor Jiří Mádl. Be sure to stay tuned for that. He's a household name who has appeared in movies like Four Sons by director Bohdan Slama. That's all ahead. A 37-year-old Czech woman has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering her four children. The regional court in Hradec Králové in eastern Bohemia on Friday rejected the woman's claim she suffered from memory loss and convicted her of the murders. She became the fourth woman to receive a life sentence since the fall of communism in the country. But the woman collapsed during the reading of the verdict, and the court will now decide whether the defendant will be brought before the court again. Jan Richter has more.
The terrible incident that shocked the country took place last September in the community of Široký Důl in eastern Bohemia, some 130 kilometers east of Prague. On Friday, the 2nd of September, the woman's partner called paramedics to their house, where they discovered the bodies of the victims, two boys aged 2 and 8 and two girls aged 5 years and 2 months. Three of them were stabbed to death, one was strangled. The woman attempted suicide and was taken to hospital in critical condition. The couple had only moved into the village a week before the tragedy. Three of the four victims were from different fathers. The police questioned the woman the next day and 2 days after the tragedy, charged her with murder on the basis of evidence from the crime scene and medical analysis. The woman claimed that she suffered from a severe memory loss and that she could not recall any details from her life. But earlier this year, she was declared sane and able to stand trial, which began in April. The prosecution demanded a life sentence, while the woman's attorney suggested that all charges be dropped due to lack of evidence. The court heard testimonies of a psychologist and a psychiatrist who examined the woman and told the court they found no signs that she was suffering from a mental disorder. Psychiatrist Petr Stožický said her motivation was not to hurt the children, but to escape her problems, as she manifested in the past when she frequently changed partners, moved from one place to another, and sometimes stopped communicating with her friends and relatives. The expert said the woman was only feigning a loss of memory and described the murders as an extended suicide. In her testimony in the court, the 37-year-old defendant repeated her claims and said she had no memory of the children or her partner and that she could not imagine hurting the children. But on Friday, Judge Miroslav Mjartan said there was clear evidence she committed the murders, although she might be trying to suppress her memories of it. Taking into account the brutality of the crime and the fact that the woman abused the trust of her children, the court sentenced her to life in prison. Judge Mjartan argued the court had no other option but to hand her life sentence, as the case was absolutely extraordinary, adding he hoped something like that won't happen again. The woman collapsed during the reading of the verdict and was taken to hospital. The judge therefore suspended the session and will determine whether all parties will be summoned to the court again to be able to appeal the verdict, or whether the verdict will be delivered to them in writing. The woman's attorney later told reporters he was planning to file an appeal. Jan Richter there with that story about a gruesome murder that shocked the country last year and Friday's verdict. We move on now to the latest in business news, and for that I'm joined by my colleague, Sara Borufka.
The new Greek ambassador to the Czech Republic, Hovgos Paisis, has said that Greece must push through strict austerity measures and remain in the Eurozone. The ambassador added that leaving the common currency union would be a disaster for the country and would throw it into deep chaos. He also said that he expects the formation of a unity government following last Sunday's legislative elections is likely to fail reaching majority support. The ambassador expects snap elections may have to be held again. After unsuccessful attempts by conservative leader Antonis Samaras, whose party gained the majority of the vote, and radical leftist Alexis Tsipras, whose party came in second, to form a government, all eyes are now on socialist leader Evangelis Venizelos, who is holding make-or-break talks in a last-ditch attempt to find a governing majority in parliament. Meanwhile, German leaders are keeping up the pressure on Greece and have issued a warning that the country must stick to the terms of the bailout plan.
According to a report by the Czech daily Lidové noviny, state-owned energy giant ČEZ may lose up to 10 billion Czech crowns due to its investments in Albania's power grid over the next 3 years. The Czech electricity producer reported a fall of 14% in its quarterly net profit due to a hike in purchase prices in Albania. Some 3.6 billion crowns of the expected 10 billion loss over the next years would come as a result of regulatory tariff decisions by Albanian Power Regulation Authority, which doubled distribution fees. ČEZ has announced it is considering taking legal action over the Albanian authority's move. In 2009, the Czech energy company purchased 76% of shares in the Albanian distributor ČEZ Sberdarje for nearly 102 million euro or 2.8 billion crowns in a privatization deal.
Russian oil exporters will most likely fall short of their planned delivery target of 345,000 tons of oil to the Czech Republic, according to reports by Russian media. To date, Russia has only confirmed a delivery of some 73,000 tons. The projected date for the delivery target is May 15th. The Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade says it is unaware of Russia's oil delivery shortcomings. The domestic oil distributing company Unipetrol has said that May's oil delivery volume is still being negotiated. In April, Russia's oil deliveries to the Czech Republic fell short of target by nearly 60%.
The Czech Finance Ministry on Thursday announced the sale of state bonds worth 20 billion Czech crowns, which can be purchased by citizens through the end of the month. The bonds will be released on June 12th. For the first time, regions and municipalities, as well as public schools and institutions such as Czech Radio or Czech TV, will be able to buy such bonds. The bonds can be purchased at nearly 400 locations across the country. Four types are on sale: a discounted 1.5-year bond, which should bring the buyer a profit of 3%, as well as 2 5-year bonds that bring between 3.2% and 3.4%, and a 7-year bond with an expected profit of 3.3%.
And Czech Railways are expanding their fleet of trains by some 200 new ones this year. The carrier is planning to invest some 7 billion Czech crowns into the modernization of its trains, roughly the same amount the company put into its fleet last year. This year, the modernization will focus mostly on trains serving regional connections. 2012 also marks the first time introduction of electrically powered trains of the Regio Panther make, which will be serving routes in South Bohemia, the Ústí nad Labem, and the Olomouc regions. All new trains are wheelchair accessible, air conditioned, and feature electric outlets for personal computers and other electronic devices. Currently, Czech Railways fleet counts some 5,100 trains, which on average were built 25 years ago.
Thanks there to Sarah Borufka with the latest business news. And Sarah's going to stay with us now for today's main feature, which is another edition of The Arts. Today's guest, actor Jiří Mádl.
In 2004, Jiří Mádl, who at the time was all about playing hockey and had little ambitions to become an actor, shot to fame overnight with his lead role in the box office hit Snowboardyatsi, or Snowboarders. While he was mostly cast for teen comedies following his first big success, his more recent films show a shift towards serious roles. In his latest movie, Four Sons, or Štyři slunce, directed by the acclaimed Bohdan Slama, Mádl plays bad boy Jerry. The film also happens to be the Czech Republic's first submission to the prestigious Sundance Film Festival. I spoke to Mádl about his work, his love for foreign languages, and asked him if he still has a passion for ice hockey.
Sure, I do. I miss it a lot, and every time I see hockey in television, I feel like crying. Really, because like it's my childhood and it's my youth, and actually I miss it a lot. But I know that actually, in a way, I'm happy that it became only a hobby for me, because like once you do something every day, you don't like it that much, and you have to take a break to start loving it again. So this time it's just a hobby, and I play hockey like once a week or twice. And it's a real hobby, and it's something it's not what I do for a living, it's what I do to relax, so it's great.
And when you participated in the casting for Snowboarders or Snowboardyatsi, did you already have the plan that you would like to become an actor, or was it kind of a happy-go-lucky participation in a casting sort of deal?
I was not stressed at all when I came to the casting, because, you know, it was just that I broke my elbow, so I knew that I wouldn't play hockey for another year or so. So I was like, okay, what should I do? So I had one year off, so let's try acting. So I'd always felt something that I would like it, or that maybe I could be good at it in a way or to a certain degree, but I really just didn't expect such a success. And when I came to the casting, when they chose me for the role, and when I suddenly finally ended up on set, so I thought, like, you know, this is not gonna be a big movie when they cast an ice hockey player for the lead role, so it can be a normal movie. And it was. Finally it worked out, and I've been acting since, so I'm all happy for that.
And in 2010, you participated in a political initiative aimed at getting older citizens to vote. That also caused a huge public debate. What was your stance on the public debate?
Actually, I'm happy that there was some debate, because that's what we're missing here in the Czech Republic. And the only thing is that we're trying to encourage people to speak and to say their opinion, just like we did. But it's still remain like in this passive disappointment that we live in, and people are just used to listening and obeying to what they're told. So it's kind of bad. Of course, people can disagree with us what we said there, or they can say that it was tasteless, or like whatever they say, I agree. But what we wanted this debate, and there came some debate, but it ended up like to be too short. And now, before the next elections, I hope somebody will follow up.
And you have been shooting a lot right now. We can see two posters with your face on it in Prague, in the streets of Prague. Do you ever feel like it's getting too much, or you're too busy?
I already feel overexposed, really. But it's just, you know, it's a coincidence, because I didn't plan it. It's just that these two movies came to theaters, like, one after another. And it's just, you know, I can't do anything with that. The good thing for me is that they're so different that they can really, I don't know, they both have different viewers, I would say. So it's not a problem for me. I don't know if people are confused about my movies. They can, because both these movies have pretty big campaign. But from my point of view as an actor, I'm happy to show both poles of my, you know, or like wide range of my acting. That's what it's good for.
And in the past, you were often cast for comedies. Did you ever feel pigeonholed? And is there maybe a role or a part that you would like to try out to play some project that would really excite you if you were cast for that?
Maybe initially I felt limited by that, but because my first two movies were so popular that people recognized me in the streets through these movies. But then later, I got an offer to play in The Can, Gimple, directed by Tomáš Vora, and then like a year later I played in Night Owls, Děti noci, by Michala Pavlátova, and these two roles, I think they helped me out of this pigeonhole.
And your latest film, Čtyři slunce, was directed by one of the country's most well-known directors, Bohdan Slama. What was it like to work with him?
It was great, you know. I don't know, I was warned that he's really strict with actors, and he doesn't give them a lot of space, and he's not interested in their opinions at all. But actually, he gave me so much space, and he only asked me what I want to play. I told him what I think about the character, and the only thing he said was like, follow it. And I did, you know, so I really, it was great to work with him, and I would love to meet with him on set once again. But, you know, now I spoke with him, and he was kind of disappointed, because, like, people, this is not like a box office hit, but he expected probably more people to come to see the movie. But we already had success, because the film was the first Czech movie ever who made it to Sundance official competition. So I think that's what he can be proud of, and we all know that he's probably the best here.
And this film was critically well acclaimed. How do you deal with bad reviews when they happen, when they're written? Is that something that bothers you at all?
It doesn't bother me, but I don't agree with them. It's just, I don't know. I belong to those actors who read it, who read those reviews quite a lot. But, you know, it's fine. You know, it's opinions, and it's very subjective. And once you're aware of this, so it can really disappoint you. It's just that I'm more interested in other people's opinion than like that I would, it's not that I would be afraid of reading criticism or something. I have to say that it has never been so bad that I would feel like committing suicide. It's just, you know, there was some criticism, but it has never been like very bad.
And do you follow at all what is being produced in terms of Czech film? Are you up to date with work from your colleagues, other directors, or is there very little time for movies?
I'm doing my best, really. I try to see as many Czech movies as I can, but, you know, I don't have a lot of time. And I also want to see, like, foreign movies and other good movies, and I work a lot. It's kind of hard. But once there is, like, my good friend in a movie, or my friend, I mean, a director or producer makes a movie, so I always want to see that, but it's not possible to see it at all.
And as with most celebrities, your private life in the past has been the topic of gossip magazine reports. You've been covered in many tabloids. Do you ever feel that your privacy is invaded by the coverage? And are you maybe sometimes just tired of answering the same questions about your private life over and over?
Yeah, that's true. I'm tired because I keep getting the same questions, basically. But, you know, if it comes to private life, so of course it changed. But I've been in this business for 8 years, and I kind of got used to it. I know what I can do, and I know how to handle it. Of course, sometimes they just make up something which has got nothing, not even like a little, but maybe nothing to do with the truth. But and I just have to handle it. It's not such a problem for me as it is for my friends or for my relatives, because once they wrote that I died, which was kind of bad, I was alive, and I am. There was only one way to prove it. I have to show up. But you know, my grandma read it, and it was kind of hard for her, and it's dangerous, really. Then they wrote that I'm on drugs, which I wasn't, because I didn't have so much money. No, I'm kidding. No, it's just, you know, so it's kind of hard, but it's not so bad for me as it is for my beloveds.
And you also spent some time in New York. I believe you took a screenwriting class there. Maybe you can talk a bit about what class exactly it was, and then how you perceived the city, maybe which neighborhoods or places you really enjoyed there.
I love the city, and I would like to live there. Returning soon, I'm returning in April. Okay, this time it's just for a week, but I'm returning, and I love the city, and I don't know, I loved the course, I like the people, I don't know, I can't really complain. I love almost all the districts in New York. What I liked the best was Upper West Side, because that's where I was staying, and I also like East Village and all those places. I'm just addicted to that place, and every time I land in New York, I feel like my heart is beating, and every time I take off, it's just, I feel like crying. I love the city, and this time I'm taking my grandpa to New York for the first time, and he always wanted to see that, so I think he'll be amazed.
And I believe you also have the ambition to expand the number of languages you speak. Maybe you can talk about why learning foreign languages is important to you.
I don't think I'm going to expand the amount of languages I speak. I think, like, I speak 3 plus Czech, of course. It's my mother tongue, but I would like to perfect those that I speak. And the reason I learned that is just that my grandpa used to speak 7 languages fluently, and I just don't want to kill the genetic code that he gave me, you know, or that I took over. I don't know, it's just, I always liked languages, and it's great to read books in foreign language, and you don't feel limited at all, because I can travel basically around the world, and I won't have a problem with conversation. Just, I don't know, I don't want to feel limited at all, not even in other aspects of my life, so it's one of the basic things for me to speak foreign languages.
And I believe you also have ambitions to maybe break into screenwriting, and you've written 2 screenplays. Is there anything you can tell us about your work and on those screenplays, or is it very secret?
It's secret, but not that I wouldn't like to tell you what it's about. It's just that I'm superstitious in a way, and I don't like when something is presented before it's finished. And what I learned in New York is that screenwriting, first, it's not an individual work. It's a cooperation, and also what the screenwriters have to have is the patience. And I promised myself that I won't show it to many other people not sooner than 2 years after the first draft, because, you know, I want to work on it and ask for some comments, and I don't know, do some rewrites, and I don't want to push it too fast.
And lastly, what are your plans and projects for the remainder of this year?
Actually, I established a company. We're making scooters, little scooters. It's called Hugo Bike, and it's really great because I established that with 3 of my, or with my brother and 2 of my friends from Budweis, the city that I come from. And it's just, you know, a hobby. It's not business yet, and maybe it will never be a business. But we like it, and it's really great to work on it. And of course, I'm riding, and I'm preparing a movie which is called Chance, The Chance, and it's situated to an island, deserted island. It's about two people who just got lost in an island, and they're trying to make their way back home. And I think it's a pretty interesting story because it's not like The Castaway or what was the name of the film with Tom Hanks. This is more like a bit philosophical, comical movie full of metaphors. It's kind of, it's different from Castaway.
And that was Yitty Madel, actor, talking to Sara Borufka. And some interesting ideas there for film, so we'll be very curious to see how that develops. And that was The Arts. If you'd like to comment on that or anything else that you've heard in today's show, don't forget to write to us at the station. The address is english@radio.cz, or you can write a letter even to our street address, which doesn't happen quite as often as it used to, but the address, if you're so inclined, is Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Also, you'll find many more stories and the latest news at our website, radio.cz, where you'll also find links to Facebook and Twitter for more discussion or comments. So let yourself be heard. Write to us here at the station. Some of your comments may make it onto the air in our mailbox program. Let us know what you think. We're always very happy to hear from our listeners. And I'm afraid we're out of time. I'm Jan Wellinger for all of us here at Radio Prague. Thank you so much for spending time with us this day, and please join us again soon.